All right, so imagine this. I walk into a coffee shop. I'm trying to be a functioning adult, right? I order my drink. The barista smiles and goes, "Enjoy your latte." And I, without hesitation, with full confidence, say, "You too," to a person who is not drinking anything.
Excuse me, what? Casper, no, no, that's a 3-day spiral minimum. That's not even a moment. That's a season of television.
This made me laugh and cry because my brain immediately went, "All right, Casper, calm down. It's fine. Nobody noticed." And then 10 minutes later, full internal documentary, zoom-ins, slow motion, voiceover. This is the exact moment he ruined his life over a latte.
I'm not surprised. Somewhere that barista has completely forgotten you exist. And you're on episode 4 of That One Time I Said You Too and Never Emotionally Recovered.
Okay, wait, what? Because yes, that's exactly what happened. I went home, sat on my bed, and my brain just hit replay like, "Let's watch that again, but this time zoom in on how weird your smile was."
This is chaos, and I love it. Welcome to Laugh Vibes Daily, your daily reminder that your brain truly has nothing better to do.
Let's keep it fun today, because if you're like us, your brain is working at 110% on all the wrong projects.
My brain is a 24/7 drama channel. It never goes off air. It's like, coming up next, that one time you waved at someone who was waving at the person behind you again.
Interesting, but wrong. Your brain is not a drama channel. It's a production studio, a writing room, and an over-caffeinated editor that refuses to cut scenes. Overthinking is just imagination with way too much free time.
No way! That's so accurate. My imagination is out here like, "We heard you said you too once. What if we turn that into a trilogy with spin-offs and a prequel?"
And bonus commentary, director's cut, behind the scenes, deleted scenes where you almost said the right thing but didn't.
Plus, a blooper reel that only plays at 3 in the morning.
Okay, hear me out. Today, we're talking about overthinking at 110%, turning tiny, harmless moments into full episodes in your head, purely for entertainment and emotional damage.
And we're keeping it light, we're keeping it silly, we're not talking about deep, serious anxiety stuff. This is strictly about harmless little spirals your brain creates when it's bored and dramatic.
Yes, we are targeting situations like, "Did I walk weird just now?" Not the meaning of life.
Exactly. So if you've ever replayed a 2-second interaction for 3 days straight, welcome. You're among your people.
All right, Casper. You started with the "you too" latte moment, but I know that is not your peak overthinking story. Give us the worst one, the one your brain keeps as a special feature.
This is too funny to be real, but it is. So, I'm at the grocery store, right? I'm checking out. The cashier hands me the receipt and goes, "Have a good one." Normal, simple, safe. I panic. My mouth goes rogue. I say, "Thanks, you, bye, bye, have, bye."
Hold on. Let me laugh first. Have a bye? Casper, that's not even a sentence. That's just a panic noise.
That's not grammar. That's a software crash.
Seriously? The moment I said it, my soul left my body. I walked to my car like a normal human, but inside my head it was sirens. My brain's like, alert, social malfunction, run diagnostics.
What did you do after? Because I know you did not just move on with your day like a sane person.
Of course not. I sat in my car and did the full analysis. Step one, who heard it? Just the cashier? Maybe the person behind me? Step two, did they think I'm weird or just tired? Step three, maybe I should never go back to that store again. Step four, maybe I should move countries.
Let me map this like a flow chart. You start at tiny awkward moment. That splits into two branches. Accept it and move on, and replay it forever. You glance at accept it and move on, laugh, and sprint to replay it forever.
And under funny forever, there are sub-options. Tell friend about it and laugh. Randomly remember it in the shower. And bring it back at 3 a.m. for no reason.
Mine went, tell nobody. Then rehearse what I should have said. Then imagine going back to the store and apologizing.
Nope, I'm not buying that. You did not plan a full apology tour over have by.
I did. In my head, I walk up and go, hi, you probably don't remember me, but 3 days ago I said have by, and I just wanted to say that I'm actually normal sometimes.
That's incorrect, because they absolutely do not remember you. You are not the main character in the grocery store cinematic universe.
But your brain's like, actually, this is our origin story. This is the moment the world realized we are socially broken.
Exactly. That's the thing about overthinking. It takes a 2-second glitch and turns it into a TED Talk titled, Why I Can Never Show My Face in Public Again.
Okay, my turn. My personal overthinking specialty is messages. If someone texts me, okay, with a period, I will absolutely hold a meeting with my inner committee.
Of course. Okay, with a period means they're furious, obviously. Oak is neutral. K is war.
Right. And the worst is when I send something like, no worries, with 2 exclamation marks, and then I stare at it like, was that too excited? Should I have used 1? Did I just come off as weirdly desperate about having no worries?
My brain will literally zoom in on an emoji. I'll send a smiley face and then panic like, wait, is this the wrong era of smiley? Did I accidentally send corporate PowerPoint energy?
You both treat punctuation like it's a legal document. Meanwhile, someone else is just out there typing lol with 0 emotional meaning.
All right, let's rapid-fire some tiny things that cause huge internal chaos, because I know everyone listening has at least one of these.
First one, you mishear someone's name, and then it's been too long to ask again. So for the rest of your life, you're just like, hey, you!
And your brain builds a full conspiracy. Does anyone else know their name? If I avoid saying it forever, maybe it will never come up. This is fine.
Or when someone says, hi, I'm Zara, and you hear, hi, I'm Zara, and now she's Sarah Zara in your head forever. You'll never be sure.
Next, weird goodbyes. You say bye, and then you both walk in the same direction. Instantly, the brain siren goes off.
Oh my gosh, yes. You have already emotionally left the conversation, but your physical body is still there. So you do that fake little, ha ha ha, still going the same way, huh? While your brain screams.
Or the double bye. You say bye at the door, then you both realize there's a second door. So you have to decide, do you say bye again or just nod like you renewed the contract earlier?
This is chaos, and I love it. My move is the awkward, tiny wave at the second door, like my hand just independently decided to handle it.
Another one. Over-polite emails. You write, hi, just checking in. Then you delete the exclamation point. Then you put it back. Then you add a smiley. Then you take it out because professional.
Then you sign off with best, kind regards, thanks again, and three different versions of your own name because you've rewritten it 40 times.
And your brain's like, congrats, you just sent the weirdest email of 2025. Even though the other person read it in 2 seconds and moved on with their life.
Or this one. You make a joke and nobody laughs, not even a pity smile. Your brain instantly hits catastrophe mode.
Internally, you open a file named evidence that I am not funny, and you carefully place that moment in.
Meanwhile, in reality, they just didn't hear you, or they were thinking about lunch.
Last one, saying you too when it doesn't apply. Enjoy your flight. You too, and they're not flying. Your brain will keep that on a highlight reel forever.
So, because I'm apparently the logic guy trapped in this circus, I bring you Arthur's official Overthinker operating manual.
Oh no, we're getting a manual. This is serious.
I'm scared, but also excited. Okay, wait, what's in the manual?
Section 1, the replay button. This is the core feature. Once activated, it allows you to replay any mildly awkward moment up to 400 times, especially while you are trying to sleep.
Premium version includes replaying things from 10 years ago that literally no one remembers.
Correct. That is bundled with Module 2, Random Cringe Flashbacks. These are scheduled at unpredictable intervals. Shower time, walking the dog, mid-bite at dinner, just to keep you humble.
You're just butter and toast, and suddenly your brain goes, remember when you called your teacher mom in third grade?
And it hits you so hard, you physically flinch. People around you are like, you good? And you're like, yeah, just reliving 2009.
Section 3, catastrophe mode. This setting takes a tiny neutral event and asks, what if this means everything is ruined forever? For example, friend takes 20 minutes to text back. Catastrophe mode. They hate you. They move to another country. They have a new best friend.
And then they finally text, sorry, was in the shower. And you're like, ah, yes, normal. Meanwhile, I wrote a whole breakup speech in my head.
My personal favorite feature, the emoji analyzer. That's where your brain becomes a full detective because someone used a thumbs up instead of a heart.
Yes, that is Section 4, symbol overinterpretation. Input, thumbs up. 47 possible emotional meanings, a pie chart, and 0 actual answers.
Not the pie chart. 60% chance they're fine, 30% chance they're mad at you, 10% chance they typed it with their eyes closed.
And finally, the most advanced setting, the 3 a.m. rerun scheduler.
Correct! Section 5, rerun scheduling. Your brain stores every mildly embarrassing moment and says, we'll play this at exactly 3:07 a.m. on a Tuesday when you have to wake up early.
Why is that so true it hurts? You'll be peacefully asleep and then, boom, remember that time you tripped in front of your crush in 8th grade?
Meanwhile, your actual alarm in the morning is like, wake up. And your brain's like, no, I'm exhausted. I was busy making you relive 2013 for 4 hours.
Okay, so we've identified the problem. We have the overthinker operating manual. Now it's time for science, but the useless kind. Let's invent anti-overthinking hacks that absolutely do not work, but feel emotionally satisfying.
Yes, welcome to Questionable Life Solutions. I'll go first.
I'm listening. I will judge.
My fake hack is this. Every time I overthink a text I sent, I just send another text that says, ignore me, I'm dramatic, and then throw my phone across the room like I've solved it.
That would make me overthink harder. I'd be like, now they know I know that I'm dramatic. Is that better or worse?
That's just adding a bonus level to the spiral.
All right, my hack. After every awkward moment, I say out loud, we will never speak of this again. Like I'm signing a treaty with myself. Then I walk away dramatically, even if I'm just in my kitchen.
No, because that would actually make me laugh, and then I'd remember it forever as the treaty scene.
Yes, you have now given the memory a title and dramatic exit. Congratulations, it's locked in. My hack is simple. When a cringe flashback appears, I look into the imaginary camera and say, I don't see the problem, and then mentally roll the credits.
Why is that kind of powerful, though? Just turning your life into a sitcom and breaking the fourth wall at your own embarrassment.
This made me laugh, because I can see someone at 3 a.m. staring at the ceiling like, I don't see the problem, and then just going back to sleep somehow.
It will not actually stop the overthinking, but it will add a laugh track, which is something.
That's the point of all of this, honestly. We're probably not going to stop our brains from being dramatic, but we can at least make it entertaining.
Let's keep it real for a second. If you're listening and thinking, oh no, that's literally me, same. All three of us are right there with you. We all replay harmless, tiny stuff in our heads and act like it's a full season finale.
The comforting part is that most people are too busy overthinking their own lives to remember your weird moments.
Exactly. You're out here stressed about saying bye twice, and the other person is in their car going, why did I laugh like that?
So, if your brain insists on running these little cringe reruns, at least you can know you're not the only one whose inner TV network is out of control.
And maybe next time a random, embarrassing memory pops up, you can just roll your eyes at your own brain and say, really? This episode again?
Because why does the brain schedule all the worst reruns at 3 a.m.? Like, why not a highlight reel of all the times you were actually cool?
Yeah, where's the channel that's like, coming up next, that one time you nailed that presentation and everyone clapped? I'd binge that.
No, the brain is more like, coming up next, that one time you waved back at a person who was waving at someone behind you again.
This is chaos, and we love it, most of the time.
All right, before our own brains start another spiral, we want to hear from you. Share your funniest, harmless, overthinking scenario with us on social media. Those tiny moments your brain turned into a full drama.
Tag Laugh Vibes Daily so we can laugh with you, not at you. Okay, a little at you, but in a loving way.
And your story might end up in a future episode. Consider it free therapy, but with more chaos and less professionalism.
All right, Casper, calm down. Don't start spiraling about how you sounded in this episode. We're good. You're good. Your brain is dramatic, but at least it's entertaining.